Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I am beginning a weekly podcast for friends and family, people who wish to listen, entitled Significant Stories. Stories are important. And today I want to just tell you a little short story about my personal life. At the age of 11, I contracted polio and was sent to the Wentworth Hospital in Durban, where I spent a month there and then later 2 months in the Addington Hospital. In my first week at the hospital, my parents called a black pastor. His name was William Duma from the Umgeni Road Baptist Church to come and pray for me. The doctors had called my parents and had informed them that evening they were going to put me in an iron lung, which is an artificial respirator, because I was breathing heavily. I was panting. I couldn't breathe. And they felt that I needed help to breathe. I'll never forget the face of William Duma as he looked through the window and prayed for me. Standing next to my parents, they prayed together. William Duma said these significant words, "Devil, take your filthy hands off this child." After that prayer, and with those words, I fell asleep. I woke the next morning. I could breathe again. And I began to thank God that I could breathe. And I said to the Lord, "Lord, if you will just get me out of this hospital, if I could just walk again, I will go anywhere. I will do anything for you." That was a childish promise, but one which I have never forgotten. I began to get stronger. From a wheelchair, I went to the swimming pool, and from the swimming pool, I began to walk again. That evening was a very significant night for me. It was a matter of, for me, life or death, breath or no breath. An artificial respirator, could I be in that for the rest of my life? Well, I just thank God that evening I could sleep and I could breathe again. Now, there are many times in life when we are confronted with problems, significant problems, turning points. And I want to say this, that at any time we can turn to God with the simplicity of a child and ask for God's help. The Lord is there always to help us in our time of need. And I believe there are significant turning points in our life, which when we cry out to Him and He answers prayer, that something happens, something changes, something significant happens in our lives. So I wanted to share this with you as one little story of my life which would be significant. Now, if you would like to just comment on a story or tell me something in a short period of time, in a minute or so, of something which significantly changed your life, do so. I'd love to hear from you so you can respond to this podcast in that way. So I have another podcast for you next week, and that will be another significant story. So just thanks for listening and look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now.